same answer we keep getting is that there's no funding available. To be honest, I'd had enough of that type of answer. We here in Letterkenny had never any issue up until about 2 years ago with road safety and indeed pedestrian safety, and to ensure that people with disabilities or mobility issues could cross the road safely. But this last 2 years, we haven't been able to get ramps or indeed any traffic calming measures put in to slow down traffic.
Does this issue lie at council level or does it lie at government level in terms of funding?
It's not for the want of the council, but it's obviously a funding issue. We only get a limited amount of funding for our roads, and I can understand the road section then having to divvy out that small paltry sum that we get. Some people might think it's millions, and it is in the millions, but the amount of roads that we have in the county, it doesn't belong getting spread very thinly. And I think pedestrian safety and road safety is suffering as a result of that. And look, we have to do better. We just because of congestion in this town, but I mean, it's just there's housing estate after housing estate requesting traffic camera measures, and it's been refused on the basis of funding not available. So what it said was that we need to make funding available, that this answer will not be tolerated anymore, and it's not acceptable to myself or indeed to any of the members.
There's a lot of money going towards active travel projects, towards bike lanes, towards various developments, Circular Road the latest. We're looking at what's happening in Ballyrain, obviously more happening over between the Creamery and the Polestar as well. Could some of the money earmarked for those be diverted towards traffic calming measures? Because it appears on the face of it, a lot of people questioning whether all these bike lanes being planned are actually necessary.
Look, they're welcome additions, I think. I think they'll lead to further road safety in the routes that they're being used on and where the active travel program has been implemented. But there's many, many other roads in the town and indeed the states that don't have and won't have access to that type of money, or indeed the raised platforms and the proper crossing points. And look, as councillors, as I said today, we travel down the country. We talk to other councillors from other counties. They don't seem to have a problem in getting traffic camera measures in, not only with raised ramps, but also with pelican-type crossings. So I was asking the question, and justly so today, why is it different with us? It's the allocation for our roads so paltry that we are now skimping on road safety.